Fred Film Radio.
Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio. Today we are going to tell you more about the Live Text Access Project, a strategic partnership addressing inclusion and innovation in higher education. And we have virtually with us today the project coordinator, Rocío Barnabé Caro, deputy head of the Professional College of Translation and Interpreting of the SDI in Munich, Germany, and tenured lecturer at the SDI University of Applied Languages. Rocío, it's a great pleasure to have you here with us today.
Thank you very much for having us here.
So one of the first things to do, one of the first steps when planning to design an effective and certified curriculum for a given professional profile is defining the skills of the professionals and best practices in training. This is intellectual output number one of the LTA project. Can you tell us more about this, Rocío?
Yeah, that's right. And that's always going to be our first step, our first work package in the project, in the implementation. The first thing we have to do is to define the competences for the interlingual real speakers and velotypists. We need to know what competence, what skills, what abilities, what knowledge do they have to have and in which area in order to create the curriculum. So this is actually going to be the first step. How are we going to do this? We're going to do a survey and we're going to ask in Europe, but outside Europe as well, in Asia and in America. We know there's a lot going on out there and many professionals working in this field. So we don't want to say we're creating the wheel. We're not doing that. We're collecting all this know-how and putting it together to get a clear picture of what the new professionals or what the new professionals, the professionals need to know, need to do in order to provide a good service. So that's defining the competences, and the result is going to be a so-called skills card. Skills card is like a table where you have the competence areas like knowledge about accessibility or linguistic knowledge or real speaking knowledge. You know, you have the different competence areas in one card, which is then going to be the basis for the next step, which is then designing the curriculum. And like I said, we are mapping the competences, but we are also mapping curriculum or teaching best practices. Like I said, we know there's a lot going on out there. Many, many professionals are doing a great job. So we want to bring this know-how together also by doing a survey and creating then a repository, an online repository, which is also going to be open source for everybody to access so that they other trainers can take a look at this and use it for their own training.
This, you said, cards, skill cards, so they can be used by both speakers and trainers. Is it correct?
Well, sure. And a skills card is just a description of what you need to know, more or less. So if you want to be a good speaker, you should, you know, have knowledge in about accessibility and have certain linguistic skills. And this is all this information is going to be written down in a skills card. So who can use this? Anybody. If you're a real speaker and you want to see what abilities, what competencies should I have? Where do I need more training? Then you can take a look at the skills card and say, okay, I'm very good in linguistic skills, but I'm not that good in IT, you know, informatic skills.
And so I need to focus on this more than on that. Okay.
Right. Another example would be, let's say you are a service provider and you want to hire somebody. So you take the skills card and say, okay, so the person I'm hiring has to know what? And takes a look at the skills card and say, okay, has to know about accessibility, linguistic knowledge, blah, blah, blah. So it's really a very handy thing to have. And for us, it is important because it sets a standard.
You know? And speaking of service providers, I see that the project has a balanced participation. I mean, you have a lot of partners working together and coming from different backgrounds. So what can you tell us about this, about the team?
Well, this is really a very good point and very good question. We are a strategic partnership. Our project is actually that we are saying. It's all about bringing players from the industry and players from the educational service, from the educational sector, mm-hmm. and of course, users, associations, you know, all players, all people interested in interlingual lives at Tightline, bring them together and create something that really covers the needs that are now out there in the market. You
know? Especially of the users. Mm-hmm.
The users. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why we have higher education institutes. We have La Universidad Autónoma de Barcelona. We have the Escuela Superior en Mediatori Linguistici mm-hmm. de Pisa. And, of course, the SDI Munich. And we have companies. We have Subti Access, who is an excellent provider of subtitling. We have Velotype. Velotype is a type of keyboard mm-hmm. for, it's like a technique for creating live subtitling and real-time subtitling. And they are part of, they are a partner as well. We have a broadcaster. We have CDF Digital, which is a broadcaster in Germany. And then we have two associations. We have the European Certification Quality Association, which is in Austria. And we also have the European Federation of Hard of Hearing People. Yeah, so I think we're quite balanced. We
wow.
get all yeah. perspectives in the project.
Different angles and different perspectives. Rocío talked to us about the first intellectual output, but there will be many more. So thank you for sharing with us the objectives of the very first step of the LTA project. And thank you very much for being with us today, Rocío.
Thank you very much for having us here.
And thank you very much to all of you. Don't miss our next guests on Fred Film Radio, who will tell us more about the LTA project. This is Francesca Raffi, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.